Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Stay here.
I know who I was.
90s and more. It's closing time. Semisonic on 105.7 CFW. Now I know it's early in the day, but let's talk about the closing time of these picnics, because some of y'all just, you don't know when to leave. So, you know, decide on it now so it doesn't get awkward a little bit later when the host is like, all right, you want me to box you up some stuff? You gonna hit the road? You gotta work tomorrow, huh?
Bye.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
Miss Independent, Miss Self-Sufficient, Miss Keep Your Distance. Miss Unafraid, Miss Out My Way, Miss Don't Let a Man Interfere. No, Miss On Her Own, Miss Almost Grown, Miss Never Let a Man Help Her Off Her Phone. So by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little Miss Apprehensive said, ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling taking over? Misplaced smart, miss. If you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated. She didn't wanna end up jaded, and this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So by changing her misconceptions, she went in a new direction and found inside she felt a connection. She fell in love.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried. I'm
place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Summertime. Sitting on the deck swatting skeeters and looking at a roof that's going to
be Bjorkstrand.
Metal Roofing, because they'll take that curly asphalt mess and turn it into the nicest roof on the block. Backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Bjorkstrand.
Hey, they're the only ones that can give you that. So before you call the Bert and Ernie Roofers, give a call to 237-2678.
Bjorkstrand.
Online at wimetalroofing.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, many of you know I talk a lot about how to improve your credit score in my radio minutes and also in my YouTube videos. But today, I'm going to talk about how to think about your credit score when you're trying to figure out how to get out of a lot of debt. And when you're in that situation, it's important not to let worries about your credit score determine which debts you pay first or how you pay your debts off. In other words, don't just rush to pay off a debt because a collector is threatening your credit. By that time, your credit report likely already shows you're behind and maybe even in collections. And frantically paying won't help much, and not paying won't make it that much worse. Take a breath, make your plan. I know that opening those envelopes and figuring out what's going on can be pretty tough. I'm here to say, it's okay. You can figure it out. You can do it. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eyes, pirate smile. She's in me, always with me, tiny dancing in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for golf.
Listening to Laura McKenna.
Makes a workday fly by.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Put us back together, oh, baby. Don't
CFW.
CFW.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Looks good. Sends a mail right to his grave. I'll go
90s and more. It's 105.7 CFW on this Labor Day. If you have today off, this next line from this next song is going to be a little bit like, well, that is too much. That is too much as we head back to work tomorrow on a Tuesday.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to
fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms.
News throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Tell us what you love about her.
Oh man, how much time you got?
At Lasker's, we'll show you exactly what she'll love almost as much as she loves you.
Well, here's one. She made the first move.
And it's the reason we love what we do.
This one time we're just hanging out, talking, and for whatever reason, it was this pause, like just a long pause. And we were fine with being quiet and everything.
It's why we make and take sweet time to get to know the person you're buying for.
And then she put her hand in mine. That was it. We both knew. We've always had a silent language since then. She reads me, I read her.
Lasker's is the easiest place
to buy the right one for the right one.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
And online at Lasker's.com.
And that's love, right?
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Congress is considering a bill to better inform the public about end-of-life care options like hospice, palliative care, and advanced care planning. Suzanne Potter reports.
The Compassionate Care Act would establish guidelines for advanced care planning between health providers and patients. Lisa Paul is a social worker who guides families through hospice.
We live in a culture that is very avoidant of conversations on death and dying. And so public education around the importance of planning ahead will improve access so that everyday Americans know to ask for hospice and palliative care.
The bill would direct the government to develop education resources for providers, expand telehealth options, and facilitate a study on a national advanced care planning registry that would allow patients to transfer their advanced directives from state to state. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
CFW.
Everybody's waiting for me to arrive.
1057 CFW.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow.
Have yourself a great rest of your Labor Day, and I'll see you tomorrow at 10 with CFW.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little